It is definitely a good morning out here at the Rock Hill BMX Supercross track. We are broadcasting live. We've taken the show on the road. It's a field trip for us. That's because the UCI BMX Racing World Championships, they are in town this week. And again, we are broadcasting live from the venue that is hosting all of these riders, 3,400 to be exact.
That's right, and with 41 countries represented.
It's an exciting time. Again, good Friday morning to you. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Okay, we have got the one and only Lori Helms from Rock Hill PRT joining us. Lori, this is your Super Bowl, really, out here.
We are so glad to have you guys here. It's exciting. It's kind of quiet right now, a little track preparation going on, some things like that. But you can see over the next couple of hours sort of what's going on out here as the PRT team and others get ready for racing. Yeah.
Lori, how long has it really taken to prepare not only the facility, but the coordination of the volunteers and everything your group has had to do? How long has preparation been underway?
Yeah, good question. We have a local organizing committee. I believe we began meeting about 3 years ago. I think earlier on it was maybe every 2 months. Last couple of years it's been monthly, and that's just organizations, the school district, the all of our colleges here, all of these partners, the medical, the IT, you know, departments within the city of Rock Hill, IT, obviously Parks, Recreation, and Tourism, just a lot of planning from that aspect. It's been going on for quite some time. So, yeah.
Lori, folks have been out here before to see some of the racing. So if they've not been out here yet for the World Championships, you all have created a village within a village out here.
You talked about it earlier. It really is like a different world. There are banners, there's signage, there's buildings that are not permanent buildings that are here. There are trailers.
Patios.
Yeah, patios. All of this to support the event, the UCI staff that are here. We're sort of given a guidebook as to how all of this needs to be set up, even the media center, which is where I specifically work when I'm out here. So we're given this guidebook as to what we need to do, which is very helpful that when it comes time, we've got things where they're supposed to be in place, and it works well.
Let's run through, Lori, just some of the stats and figures. So again, 41 countries are here, 3,400 riders.
That's right.
We've already had some winners.
Yes.
That have taken to the podium. Those were what, amateurs?
Yeah, basically we had 4 days of amateur racing that started on Sunday. So that was Sunday through Wednesday. And I think we tend to think that's the kids. Well, that's actually all ages. So there are many different categories based on age, male, female, that sort of thing. But at the end of each of those days, there were podiums, so lots of great pictures on Facebook if anybody's missed that. 2024 BMX Worlds actually is our Facebook, our mobile app, as well as our website. There were awards at the end of each day. Yesterday was a practice day for the elite riders, so they were doing that yesterday. And then they will do some warm-ups this morning, and then racing today starts at 1:45. So we invite folks to come out and check it out live and in person. We have food trucks on site. We have concessions. There's merchandise available, so all kinds of things.
And tomorrow, Saturday, it's free for some folks to get in. So walk us through that.
Yeah, it's free for York County residents. All right. So tomorrow's the last day of racing. The world champions of the elite will be crowned at the end of the day. And it's a rainbow jersey that they're going for. That is, you know, what they receive. I'm sure there's a trophy as well, but it's the rainbow jersey.
It's kind of like that green jacket that you get at
the
Masters.
Exactly. So that's what they're going for. So, so basically that's starting today. Then the ones that make it through today will continue on tomorrow, and then those awards at the end of the day tomorrow. And I think both days, the racing and the awards will wrap up around 5 o'clock-ish, something in that time frame. So it's not really into the evening, so late afternoon.
So again, on Saturday tomorrow, it is free for York County residents with proof of residency. You just need to bring your driver's license. That's okay.
That's Correct. You know, parents show it, the whole family gets in. We do have some paid parking, but we have plenty of free parking as well. PRT staff will shuttle folks over to the venue. It's just quick and easy. We do have a clear bag policy. So a fanny pack or a small clutch is fine, but if it's bigger than that, it does need to be a clear bag, although diaper bags are fine. So, yeah, just keep that in mind.
And updates for weather, like where do people need to go in case?
Yeah.
We're not going to say anything past weather, but
I know.
Where do people need to go?
Well, a really good tool is the mobile app. Lots of information there, but we do have push notifications there. So if there is a weather situation, in addition to announcements at the track, as well, but we have notifications there, especially important for weather, for other things as well. And again, the app is 2024 BMX World. You can download that from your app store.
All right.
And again, this track was built to withstand wet weather. It was not built to withstand thunder and lightning and some other issues. So just keep that in mind. And lastly, Lori, a lot of the folks racing here, we could see them in the Olympics in the next couple of weeks racing in Paris, France. I mean, when you say it, you're like, oh, that's cool. But like when you really can recognize the names here, and
right,
see them on a world stage, then you're like, holy smoke, they were just in my city a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes they're out signing autographs and things. So you'll see some of that going on, you know, especially with the pros. So, yeah.
And this is their last stop before they leave to go there.
It is. There's some final points, I think, still up for grabs by teams, individuals. So, yeah, they are working hard not just to win this, but to win that seat at the Olympics. So, yep.
It's really cool.
Absolutely.
Okay, on this Friday, again, racing will start at 1:45 this morning. It's warm-ups, but get out here when you can. You can buy your tickets through the mobile app, through the website. Keep that in mind. And remember, Saturday, that's tomorrow, it is free for York County residents with proof of residency. Lori, again, kudos to the Rock Hill PRT staff. We know how hard you all work, and I'm glad that everyone else in the city can see about all the hard work that you put in, and all the attention to detail is just wonderful.
Well, thank you. Again, it's many departments at the city, sponsors, volunteers. We didn't really talk about that a lot, but just so many folks made this happen, so we appreciate it.
All
thank
right.
Thank you, Lori.